Sure. And we're going to have our bet on Kerry's victory.
Malachy McCourt here. My book, Bush Lies and State, is a short, outrageously funny tome guaranteed for weight loss. You will laugh your arses off. Bush Lies and State, a simply written $10 book that even George Wanker Bush could understand if read to him. Read Bush's strange relationships with turkeys, why Jesus stayed away from Texas, how a dry drunk becomes president, and how Bush gets people killed and still calls himself pro-life. Get Bush Lies and State at your bookstore or airamericaradio.com.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry keeps hitting Bush on the missing explosives in Iraq. John Kerry said today President Bush should, quote, start taking responsibility for the mistakes he's made. Kerry also responded to Bush's recent suggestions that Kerry does not measure up to Democratic leaders of the past, like John F. Kennedy. Kerry said, when the Bay of Pigs went sour, John Kennedy had the courage to look America in the eye and admit it was his fault. He refers to the bungled 1961 invasion of Cuba. The massive crowd was noisy at one point. Kerry said he hoped President Bush could hear the rumble of change coming at him. The United Nations agency says today it warned U.S. Officials directly of the threat to the explosives in Iraq. A spokeswoman for the U.N. nuclear agency warned the U.S. that explosives at an Iraqi weapons site were vulnerable after looters hit another facility in April 2003. Spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the International Atomic Energy Agency directly warned the U.S. official that inspectors were concerned about the security of the high explosives at the site. Nearly 380 tons of high explosives vanished. Iraqi officials say the material was taken by looters. Fleming has not identified which U.S. officials were warned. She says it was well known that military base, though, was the main high explosive storage facility in Iraq. John Edwards calling on President Bush to show proof he directed troops to secure that military base near Baghdad where the ammunition was stored. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani came out today and said the troops in Iraq, not the president, bore the responsibility for searching for the explosives. John Edwards said Bush sent his chief surrogate out to defend the fact that he didn't do anything. And this is what Rudy did. He blamed the troops. He said they didn't do their job. He couldn't be more wrong. John Edwards continued, let me say this very clearly on behalf of John Kerry and myself. Our men and women in uniform did their job. George Bush didn't do his job. The FBI today expanding its probe of Halliburton to find out whether the Pentagon improperly awarded no-bid contracts to that company. The law enforcement agency wants to interview a top Army contracting officer who has accused the Corps of Engineers of unfairly awarding a Halliburton subsidiary billions of dollars of no-bid contracts in Iraq. The inquiry expands the investigation into whether Halliburton overcharged taxpayers for fuel in Iraq. It means the question of whether the administration showed favoritism to Vice President Cheney's former company is a potential criminal matter. Lawyers for the contracting officer say their client wants whistleblower protection from...
Dear citizens, I teach conflict resolution. Robert Lane, Yale Professor Emeritus of Political Science, says he has always been impressed by my skill and wisdom in interpersonal relations. Here's my message. We must vote to gamble less and not more with global catastrophe. As Bush roundly denies his mistakes, his lies invalidate his leadership, and as character for peace is betrayed by his stubbornness, courageous soldiers are trapped and sacrificed in inadequately conceived efforts to address the roots of terrorism. As a counselor, I encounter outrageous deception, handicapped insights, self-serving willfulness, arrogance, and misguided perceptions. and now I see those attributes linked like a chain to the unprincipled leadership of our nation. Vote for change. Refuse to be indifferent to a disaster. This is Gola Wolf Richards at Motto Citizens, MOTTOCitizens.com.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. Michael Moore, author, filmmaker, and lightning rod, tells us why he's voting for John Kerry this year. Turns out he really believes all those things he said in his movie. Plus, Joe Connison explodes the myths about the mything explosives. And the case against George W. Bush. Your voter guide for Election Day 2004 on the next Al Franken Show.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in, wherever you are. It's about 7 minutes past the hour. I don't know where to begin tonight. The news for this criminal enterprise called the Bush administration continues to be bad, doesn't it? Huh? Now we have a Minneapolis-St. Paul television station, KSTP television, the... I think it's ABC affiliate in that city, or in the Twin Cities, that has videotape of U.S. troops arriving for the first time at what I refer to as the Kaka site, the bunkers, where the Bush crime family has allowed 380 tons of weapons to be stolen, to be looted by terrorists. Now we have videotape. The eyewitness television team, the first time anything, as far as I'm concerned, good has come out of embedding journalists with advancing troops in the manner it was done. Journalists should be totally independent. They really should. If they want to go to a war zone, they take the chance of being shot, being wounded, captured, beheaded, killed. But that's what journalists do. Or at least that's what they did do until they sold their asses off to the military. But I digress. KSTP Television, Minneapolis-St. Paul, they were embedded with 101st Airborne Division, I believe. And they arrived at Kaka, and there were these tons upon tons, hundreds of tons of weapons. And you can see in the video, if you've seen it, in English, boxes, containers that have been sealed by the IAEA, by the international inspectors. In other words, the UN inspectors that had been doing their jobs, as Scott Ritter had maintained, as everybody had maintained. And the Bush crime family, well, during the trip, members of the 101st Airborne Division showed the five eyewitness news crews a news crew bunker. let me start again. As they arrived, the 101st Airborne Division showed this news crew bunker after bunker of material labeled explosives. Usually it took just the snap of a bolt cutter to get into the bunkers and see the material identified by the 101st as these missing weapons. They didn't call them missing weapons back then. One soldier told the crew, "We can stick it in those and make some good bombs." He's talking about detonation cords. There were what appeared to be fuses for bombs. They also found bags of material men from the 101st couldn't identify, but box after box was clearly marked explosive. On and on and on. And the Bush crime family, even when presented with evidence, they still try to lie their way out of it. For days, they have tried to convince the American public that the 380 tons of explosives went missing from the Kaka storage facility before the March 2003 invasion. Now it's on videotape. It's there. Plus, in the New York Times today, four Iraqi witnesses said, "No, we've been watching the looting. We've been watching it." And another one of Bush's Nazis, this guy Dan Senor, said on CNN today that there's a very high probability that those weapons weren't even there before the war. Yes, they were, moron. And now they're not, moron, because now they're in the hands of people who have, for the past year and a half, been blowing American soldiers and Iraqi civilians into chunks of meat, thanks to the incompetence of the Bush crime family. Thanks to the incompetence of the Bush crime family. Now, Bush has been out there, of course, trying to convince everybody on the campaign trail. Ah, well, John Kerry, he's saying that he's disrespecting our troops. He's saying our troops didn't do something right. No, moron, he's saying you and your crew didn't do something right. Meantime, it's Giuliani. Not Kerry, it's Rudy Giuliani who's saying the troops didn't do something, right? He was on NBC's Today Show today, and he said, quote, "No matter how you try to blame it on the president, the actual responsibility for it really would be for the troops that were there. Did they search carefully enough? Didn't they search carefully enough? Duh! So now we have videotape. We have one of George Bush's favorite horrors, Zal Miller being the other one, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, the great family values, former mayor of New York City. There he is, standing out there saying, well, you can't blame it on Bush. It was the troops. And Bush saying, you can't blame it on the troops. It was Kerry. And intelligent people say, no, morons. The buck has to stop somewhere at some point with this criminal administration. It's going to stop next Tuesday. That's when it's going to stop. Now, the counting may not be over next Tuesday, but Bush, you're toast, and the slime balls with you, and John Kerry and the American public are going to come in, and for the next 4 years, we're going to break our collective butts off trying to repair the damage that you have done. And we're not going to succeed. It's going to take us 8 years and 12 years, 16 years to undo the damage this criminal administration has done. God. So John Edwards said, today Bush sent out his chief surrogate, Rudy Giuliani, to defend the president's incompetence. Our men and women in uniform did their jobs. It's our commander-in-chief, Bush, who didn't do his. Later, in a statement issued through the Bush-Cheney campaign, Mayor Giuliani accused the Democrats of taking his comments out of context. This is what they always say. He said, in his statement, we don't need someone who voted against funding our troops during war to take my remarks out of context. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Like the president, I wholeheartedly support our troops. Nobody's asking, moron, whether you support the troops. It's your incompetence and the way you are sucking up to incompetence. If John Edwards is looking for someone who is blaming our troops without the facts, he needs look no further than his running mate, John Kerry. This is what these people do. They are cowards. They are liars. They are distorters of the truth. They are vicious. The proof is right in front of them. Nobody took anything out of context from this half-witted statement that Giuliani made. How do you take something out of context when the statement is this? No matter how you try to blame it on the president, the actual responsibility for it really would be for the troops that were there. Now, how do you, in quoting that, how do you take it out of context? Well, you don't, obviously. But the Bush crime family, including this serial adulterer, Rudy Giuliani, they don't care about the truth. On any level, it does not matter. It does not matter. It does not matter. Now, that's one story. The other story is the thing that broke late tonight, the investigation, FBI investigation of the Halliburton criminal enterprise. Right? Cheney's old company. The stealing, the thievery, the lying, the cheating. Jesus, does it ever stop with these people? So the FBI has begun their investigation. And the only reason they have, don't forget, this is John Ashcroft's FBI. The only reason they have is because one of the people whose jobs it is to procure for the Pentagon, one Bonatine Greenhouse, has filed a whistleblower status report saying, hey, this stinks. And that's what we're about here. That's the Bush crime family. What does it take? And there's still people out there who support these thugs. What in the name of God does it take? So now the FBI forced into investigating whether or not the Pentagon improperly awarded no-bid contracts to Halliburton. Forced into doing it. Do you think that they would have done it had this not now become a matter of record with Miss Greenhouse? Of course not. Oh, my God. We've got too much to talk about tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I went to see the doctor of psychiatry. Weapons of mass destruction finally broke me. He said, accurate, don't be afraid, take two of these. Now listen real hard, put down the guitar. Don't be a retard, be all that you can be.
Fahrenheit 9/11. The studios refused to release it. The Republicans tried to stop it, but America needed to see it. Tomorrow, watch the IFC special, Fahrenheit 9/11, A Movement in Time, and find out how Michael Moore's little documentary went from Hollywood outcast to cultural phenomenon and became the most talked about film of the year. IFC presents Fahrenheit 9/11, A Movement in Time, tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Independent Film Channel. IFC goes behind the scenes and gets into the controversy, featuring exclusive interviews with Michael Moore, Tim Robbins, Michael Stipe, and others. You've seen the movie, now get the inside story. See how the film no one wanted to touch became the record-breaking, highest-grossing documentary of all time. It's the last Friday before Election Day. Make it count. Watch Fahrenheit 9/11, A Movement in Time, uninterrupted and totally commercial-free, tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on IFC, the Independent Film Channel. Don't have IFC? Go to ifctv.com and get it.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826. Or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You'd love to work from home or while traveling, but everything you need is on your office PC. Here's your solution. Go to My PC. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do with your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Do you deserve to be wealthy? Do you have a fear of success? Are you fighting self-sabotage? I'm Wendy Friesen, and I can help you. You can transform your issues with money. My financial abundance training uses hypnosis techniques on CD to stop the self-sabotage, release your inner fears, change your subconscious programming about money, and become worthy of success. The market makers on the stock exchange hired me to help them blast through their fears and limitations. The Financial Times did a story on my London Abundance Seminar, and now you can uncover your hidden resistance to making more money. To create wealth, you must feel worthy. You must possess a core belief that you deserve to succeed. Ordering the CD program could be the most important move you make. Go to Wendy.com. It's Wendy.com. Or call me at 877-68-HAPPY. That's 877-68-HAPPY. And find out how good it feels to end the struggle, stop the sabotage, and become a magnet to success and an opportunity. 877-68-HAPPY.
The Vice President, I've got great confidence in the Vice President, doing a heck of a good job. When I picked him, I knew he was a fine business leader and a fine, experienced man, and that matter will take run its course, the Halliburton investigation.
Yeah, it sure will. It's going to run its course. Hopefully, too stupid to be vice president will wind up in prison. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe they can get him in there before Martha Stewart leaves, and they could be bunkmates. Huh? No, the last thing Bush will do before he leaves office, before he's sworn out of office, the last thing he'll do is issue blanket pardons for everybody in his administration, including himself. That's what Republicans do. So anyway, where does this stuff stop? When does it stop? It just doesn't. Can you imagine 4 more years of this? Every single week, another horror story about these thugs breaking in the news. A horror story that puts our soldiers at risk, that puts our country at risk, that puts our economy at risk, that puts Social Security at risk, that puts our children at risk, that puts our grandchildren at risk, on and on and on without let up. Can you imagine another 4 years of this? Look what these people have done. My God, hey! Hey, Republicans, just look. at what this criminal enterprise, the Bush administration, has done. Is there any area, anywhere, any aspect of governance that these people have touched that is not now totally screwed? It makes you wonder why Kerry wants the job. It's going to be hell. But we know why he wants the job, the same reason we want him to have the job, to stop the slide into religious fascism. That is just, I mean, it's right there. It's right in front of us. On November 3rd, the Bush crime family will try to instill. They will claim victory. They will say, well, now, ha-ha. We can't let them. FBI agents. The FBI, John Ashcroft's FBI. This is rich, isn't it? Huh? They have said nothing. Ashcroft has done nothing. Oh, I know. There are a couple of FBI investigations of Halliburton, but... go back to sleep. There's nothing there. And now this. And the only reason this is broken into the public is from the media is...
Because there's election coming.
No, because a whistleblower, Bunting Greenhouse, the Army Corps of Engineers chief contracting officer, went public with the allegations. That's why. Do you suppose anybody in the Justice Department or the Bush crime family would have said, you know, Dick's getting a little bit out of hand. maybe we ought to investigate him. What do you think? Of course not. Among the chunks of evidence cited in the complaint filed by Bunnantine Greenhouse was an internal 2003 Pentagon email that says the Iraq contract, quote, has been coordinated with Cheney's White House office. Huh? These evil swine who think that they have covered their tracks. They think that we're stupid. They think the media is in their back pocket. 99% of it is. But every once in a while, you have a Bunnantine Greenhouse who steps out and says, Wait a second. This is illegal. This is immoral. This is against everything that I, as a career chief contracting officer for the Army Corps of Engineers, everything I oppose. They really do. I mean, the arrogance of these swine is just almost hard to, almost impossible, I should say, to even consider, even acknowledge. Miss Greenhouse alleged in her complaint that after her superiors signed off on the Iraq business in February 2003, a month before the war began, Halliburton has it, a month before the war began, and they got it for 5 years. That's how sick, how filthy these people are. Doesn't that register? Shouldn't that register with every single American? A month before the war began, Halliburton has got Cheney has his bony fingers into the very heart of Iraq. A month before the war began, after her superior signed off on this deal, Miss Greenhouse returned it for her necessary approvals, and she specifically asked why the work was being extended for several years. They didn't just want a year's contract. Part of the argument now by the Bush crime family, well, it was an emergency. Oh, is that why you wanted it for 5 years? Is that why you were trying to lock down this particular chunk, this $8 billion chunk of oil restoration work? Eh? And Cheney continues to receive money from Halliburton. And he continues to lie that he has played no role in the selection of his former company for federal business. How much longer? How much longer? I'll tell you how much longer. 5 days. 5 days. And these criminals are history. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
They eat the bread of sorrow. Oh, the down president. They
that tomorrow. Four trips of down dresser. They eat the bread of sorrow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This year on election night, America will get some good news, some bad news, and some fake news. Watch Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for live Indecision 2004 election night coverage.
I'm Jon Stewart. If you demand accurate projections, comprehensive updates, and in-depth analysis, you will be disappointed.
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart live Indecision 2004 election night coverage. Next Tuesday at 10, 9 Central on Comedy Central.
Don't forget, it's an hour early. You're gonna forget, aren't you?
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
I booked this 4-star hotel in L.A. for $70 a night.
A 3-star hotel in Chicago, $59 a night.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices at top-of-the-line hotels. Save up to 40% off other leading online sites.
I paid $70 less than at Expedia.
You choose the price, neighborhood, and a 2-, 3-, or 4-star hotel, and they'll find it.
I'm checking out of Hotels.com and checking into Priceline.
Top-of-the-line, guaranteed best price, Priceline.
Priceline's reservation system is different from fixed price sites. The exact hotel is shown only after purchase. See website for guaranteed details.
It's presidential endorsement season, and here's what the editors at the New Republic magazine say. You cannot make the Middle East more democratic while making it more anti-American. You can't make the U.S. more secure while using security as a partisan weapon. And you cannot demand accountable government abroad while undermining it at home. Hi, I'm Stephanie Sandberg, president and publisher of the New Republic magazine. This week's special endorsement issue describes how George Bush's contempt for empirical evidence and honest debate is producing a fiscal crisis at home, disaster in Iraq, and a more dangerous world. John Kerry, our editor, say, can do far better. I encourage you to read it today.
Subscribe today and save $10 off our best subscription price. Also, download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America and save $10 off our best subscription price.
The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't like George W. Bush. Bush was the
president. That's what you're talking about. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. We'll get an update on the voting problems Florida's still having 4 years later. And we'll also check in with one of the leading unravelers of Bush's ongoing national con job. He's author and columnist Paul Krugman, giving us some final reminders why Bush must go. Plus, we'll take a quick trip to Planet Bush on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. The USA Today online headline, Democrats try to turn Giuliani's weapons remark against Bush. That's the headline, see? And then the story goes on. I mean, in the second graph it says, no matter how you try to blame it on the president, the actual responsibility for it would be for the troops that were there. That's Giuliani talking to NBC's Today show. And then further into the story, John Edwards says, today Bush sent his chief surrogate Giuliani out to defend the president's incompetence. Our men and women in uniform did their job. It's our commander-in-chief, George Bush, who didn't do his. But the headline, Democrats try to turn Giuliani's weapons remark against Bush. Why doesn't the headline say Giuliani and Bush seem to be at odds over this weapons depot story? Huh? Why not that? Nah. Nah. So there's video proof now. Also from KSTP in Milwaukee, four Iraqis in the New York Times this morning. Four Iraqis tell of looting at munitions site in 2003. A photographer for U.S. News and World Report, according to the Times article, who was with the Division 2nd Brigade, recalled that the area was jammed with American armor on April 3rd and 4th. Tanks, which he believed made the removal of the explosives then unlikely. It would be quite improbable for this amount of weapons to be looted at that time because of the traffic jam of armor. That's right. After the U.S. military pulled out, then it started. And according to eyewitnesses, there was still looting of the site for whatever was left going on a month ago. Mission accomplished. And Halliburton being, you know, talk about being dragged kicking and screaming. Can you imagine the phone call that went from Ashcroft, the religiously insane John Ashcroft, to the terminally corrupt Dick Cheney the other day? And Ashcroft saying, well, Mr. Vice President, I've anointed myself in chicken fat here, and why chicken fat? Because I'm out of Crisco oil. But God has spoken to me, and here's what God said, Mr. Vice President. God said that this Negro in the purchasing department has pulled the cat out of the bag, and you're found out. Yes, it's a Negro woman. I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. It's one of those career people. Nothing we can do about it except have her killed, and we can't do that now. Apparently, we should have had her killed when she signed off on the memo that said, what's up with this? But we didn't do it. So I don't know what to tell you, but Mr. Vice President, I'm going to have to investigate. We're going to put a couple of our least competent FBI agents on this. I'm sorry, nothing we can do. Can you imagine Cheney's response to that? You're going to do what? It was who? A female negress? Or am I being redundant? Still in the procurement division? I thought all our people were in there now. How did this happen? My daughter Mary, the lesbian one, I don't know. Things are weird here. I've got a funny feeling in my chest, and, the boy is running around with his Game Boy saying, I'm the president! I'm the president! I don't know what to do over here, you know? Can you imagine the conversation between a religiously insane evangelical, what is he, attorney general, and a criminal of the ranking of Dick Cheney? You know, Cheney, somebody who could buy and sell 20 Tony Sopranos, if he really existed. Of course, I realize it's a TV character. All right. Who could buy and sell 20 John Gottis? That's what Dick Cheney is. A criminal of the highest order with an enterprise. Can you imagine sitting at the top of a pyramid like the one Cheney sits atop? Oh, my God. He's got defense contractors in his hip pocket. He's got his own company. He's got the United States military. He's got the United States government. He has foreign governments. He's sitting up there with the point of that pyramid right in his tuchus, and he's going, I want more. I want more. I want everything. Where's Buffy? Cheney, a criminal and one of the undead. Where's Buffy? Buffy. Speaking of Buffy, Ann Coulter was on, what was it, Tuesday's edition of Hannity and the dead person? What's the dead person's name? That one with the smile pasted on his dead face. Alan Colmes. Hannity and the dead person. Ann Coulter was there, and she said that the pie-throwing incident was an act of terrorism committed against me. Oh, get over yourself, you skinny bitch. What do you mean, an act of terrorism? You know what an act of terrorism would be for Ann Coulter? If those guys would have held her down and force-fed her mashed potatoes and gravy, that would be an act of terrorism. An act of terrorism was committed against me, Sean, and you too, Alan. An act of terrorism, I swear to God. You know what we ought to do? Invade their countries, kill all their leaders, and convert the ones left to Christianity, and the ones that won't convert, kill them too. That's what we ought to do. Hi, I'm Ann Coulter. I'm as insane as you can possibly get and still not be institutionalized. And guess what? Because I have a long neck and long skinny legs and long skinny hair, I get to be on TV. See, the pie throwers had no ill intentions. They were trying to feed her. It was an anorexia intervention. That's all it was. That's all it was. Anorexia intervention. Here, Ann, eat this! Or something like that, right? Ann Coulter. Where did Ann Coulter... Can you imagine Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity sitting there giving each other... I can't say that on the air, can I? I guess not. Okay. Can you imagine Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity sitting there? I don't know how to say it. Should I say it and lose my license? No? Okay. Can you imagine Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity on Fox News and the two of them sitting there commiserating about the pie? That was an act of terrorism against me, Sean. Yes, it was. And, you know, John Kerry, you know, he probably threw that. That was John Kerry and John Edwards, those two guys, right, Ann? Hey, audience, that was John Kerry and John Edwards, right, Ann? It was Pie Throwers for Truth. That's who it was. No, it wasn't Kerry, was it? It was Pie Throwers for Truth. Jesus. Oh, and one of my favorite sites, worldnetdaily.com. You talk about some rabid pathological mouth breathers. Oh, my God. They have an article up today. The Internal Revenue Service has declared people gathered in tax-exempt churches can't pray for President Bush to win the election on Tuesday. The ruling comes in response to a request by the Christian Defense Coalition, which is in the midst of a 15-day prayer tour through Ohio and Pennsylvania. The Reverend Patrick J. Mahoney, director of the organization, had planned to lead in prayer for a Bush victory during evening services in each town. Though he had hoped to hold the services in churches, Mahoney County says he has used American Legion halls, hotels, and other venues pending a clarification from the IRS. The American Center for Law and Justice wrote the letter to the IRS on behalf of the Mahoney Group, explaining that the pastor planned to offer prayer during the evening service in the churches he visits, that God grants President Bush 4 more years as president, and that Senator Kerry does not become president and turns into a huge rat. I added that last part. So the IRS, they're telling, you know, this is like the Bible will be banned in Arkansas. Now it's you can't go into a church and pray for Bush. And this Reverend Mahoney, what do you want to bet? This is another one of those give-me-your-money shills, right? The Reverend Patrick J. Mahoney, director of the Christian Defense Coalition. Christian Defense? These are the most offensive murderers on the planet. These right-wing non-Christian defilers of Christ. And the Christian Defense Coalition? What are they defending against? Huh? Iraqi children? What are they defending against? Liberals. Reaction to the IRS ruling, Reverend Mahoney predicts, will include, his words, massive anger in the Christian community. Oh, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? So there you go. They're going to ban the Bible. They're going to take crosses and masturbate with them. Remember that movie? That's what they're going to do. These liberals, led by John Kerry, stark naked, carrying aloft a huge flaming the torch, they're going to come to churches, masses of rabid, mouth-breathing Catholics, and they're going to grab crosses, and they're all going to masturbate. That's what they're going to do? Hey. Well, I mean, isn't that next? Isn't that what they're going to say next? WorldNetDaily.com. Doesn't that sound communist? It just sounds so communist. Now they're saying that the IRS has ruled that if you're a member of a church, you can't pray for Bush. Ah! Oh, my God. I need a break here. Quick. I need a break. This is Air America Radio.
Got a black magic woman. Got a magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so mad I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil run.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Yippee! I'm going on TV!
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, when I want to relax, there's nothing I like more than a really scary horror film. But with the presidential election only days away, I am so busy following current events that I just haven't had any time to take in a slasher picture. That's why I'm so excited that the terrifying film Bush's Brain is now available on video. Bush's Brain will help you truly understand what's happening inside the White House. It will introduce you to the Svengali puppet master, who's really behind the dirt and deception in the campaign. Find out who is Bush's brain. Call 1-800-750-4856 or go to www.airamericaradio.com. That's 1-800-750-4856 or www.airamericaradio.com. Buy Bush's brain today. Remember, Halloween is just around the corner.
Hey, big guy, we won't tell anyone. When the pressure has you down and you need a libido booster to catch up to what the brain really desires, there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. Best part is, we won't tell a soul. Go to www.instanttabs.com and order your Instant Tabs, soft tabs made with crushed Viagra for fast-acting, proven results. That's right, crushed Viagra in soft tab form to get libido-boosting help in 15 to 20 minutes. Instanttabs.com provides a 3 to 5 minute confidential phone consultation where you can be approved by a licensed physician and have your soft tabs, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra sent right to your home or office. For more info, go to InstantTabs.com now or call 800-640-7032. 800-640-7032. You can enjoy spontaneous, intimate moments with your partner, and she'll never know where you got your newfound stud status. Don't wait. Call now. 800-640-7032. Live life to the fullest with fast-acting Instant Tabs at InstantTabs.com or 800-640-7032. Get a boost for your libido today. 800-640-7032.
I think I see a crashing, burning bush. Judgment Day's arrived.
I hope so.
The bloom is off the Texas roads. It shows a waste of self-divide.
Liar.
There are those who follow you to hell. I'm plotting all the way.
No.
I wasn't raised an imbecile. I hope
YellowCakeBand.com. Buy the anti-Bush CD from YellowCakeBand.com for $10. No record label, no bullshit, no airplay, no apologies. Find out why corporate radio has welcomed YellowCake Band like, well, YellowCake. Ultra-aggressive, ultra-hip, YellowCakeBand.com. Anti-Bush rock. Visit YellowCakeBand.com.
Nine minutes past the hour, or before the hour, or something. Pick one. And I don't even know why I mentioned this, but O'Reilly, you know, that arrogant thug on Fox News Channel, Bill O'Reilly, settled with his accuser. Remember what he said? You know, he's going to fight this and yada, yada, yada. We'll never know how much settled for. I have a feeling it was around $5-6 million. And you know what, O'Reilly settles, right? And if you're innocent, you... Be careful now, Mike. You've already said the B word tonight, so be careful. If you're innocent, Bill, why did you settle? Oh, never mind. I don't care. I don't know why I even bring O'Reilly up. He's such a non-person. I mean, would you care if O'Reilly lived or died? You know, no, neither would I. I don't wish that on anybody. But they're on their karmic wheel, and whatever happens to O'Reilly is O'Reilly's business. This story on WorldNet Daily, though, that you can't, you're not allowed to pray for Bush. And you know how many people are going to read that. I remember one time I was on CNN. What was that program I was on, Kathy, that we used to do down in the atrium of CNN building with the Talkback Live, yeah. And, of course, they had to get rid of that because too many liberals were showing up and just busting Bush's ass on live television. CNN couldn't do that. Oh, no. And too many people in the audience who might stand up in the live audience stand up and scream, you know, Bush is a killer. But I can remember one time I was there as a guest, and they had some writer, if that's the right term, from WorldNet Daily. And it was like talking to a well-trained a monkey, one of those little monkeys that the organ grinder monkeys, you know, that would just jump around and, you know, hold out its little cup. And if you don't put a penny in, it'll jump up on your shoulder and pluck your eye out. You know, it's just WorldNet Daily. So the people who read that website have got to... They have to be people with bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Did I say it right, Kathy? They've got to be suffering from BSC, you know, the thing in their brain, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, you know, with chunks of the brain dissolving into water or whatever the hell it is. And if you go to WorldNet Daily and read this stuff, I don't know if WorldNet Daily is a cause or an effect of BSC, but they're connected. Trust me on that, okay? You can't pray for Bush in a church anymore. No, because those activist judges in the IRS, those activist tax collectors in Christians are really going to be mad about this. And then the last thing this hour, if I can squeeze it in, the Bush crime families, campaign to get him another 4 years acknowledged today that, yes, it had doctored a photograph used in a television commercial and said, yes, yeah, it'll be re-edited. Yes, what the hell do you want from us? Okay. That's the photo of Bush addressing a group of soldiers. Who was it that said if the Bush administration has decided they're not against cloning any longer, why didn't they let us know? Oh, Joe Lockhart said that? Yeah. You know, they're the same group of eight. Here and over there and up there and over there and up there and over there and up there and over there until it looks like you... A guy named Mark McKinnon, head of Bush's advertising team, says, there was no need to do that. Everyone technically works for me, so I accept the responsibility. Democrats, of course, being what they are, said it was fitting that Bush would fabricate an advertising image. Joe Lockhart, who's now working for the Kerry campaign, said, this administration has always had a problem telling the truth, from Iraq to jobs to health care. The Bush campaign's advertising has been consistently dishonest in what they say, but today it's been exposed for being dishonest about what we see. Well, yeah. McKinnon said a video editor, he declined to identify, it was his fault. It was his fault. It wasn't our fault. It was a video editor. We told him to focus on a young boy waving a flag with a picture of his mom in a locket around his neck. He was only 7 years old, and he had just gotten over leukemia, and he was holding a flag, and that's what we his sister had just gotten over leukemia too, and they were holding flags, and we wanted to get that in, and so the video editor somehow, I don't know, did something. McKinnon goes on to say that this is all political chicanery on the part of the Democrats. Oh, my God. These people stink. And have you seen the video? I could not believe this. On Peter Jennings Tonight, ABC World News Tonight, or whatever the hell they call it, there's Bush giving America the middle finger. Have you seen the video? Huh? Go to vidvote.com if you haven't seen it. Vidvote.com. There, when he was governor, there he stands, and he gives a finger, and then he says, it was a one-finger salute. So, yeah, of course he's given America the finger. 2.7 million manufacturing jobs gone. 500,000 information jobs gone. 1.6 million private sector jobs since January 2001 gone. 8 million U.S. workers unemployed. 14 million jobless, underemployed, or have given up looking. 45 million Americans uninsured. typical household income has fallen $1,500. 5 million more Americans are poor, 5 million more than in 2000. Personal bankruptcies up 34%. Yeah, middle finger from Bush to America? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Looking for a quality used vehicle? There are some basic rules to follow. Check the fan clutch, look at the brakes for wear, test the exhaust for leaks, or just find one with a GM-certified used vehicle sticker. Now well-qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inspected and reconditioned by professionals. Doesn't that sound nice? GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 11/30/04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. 100,000 Iraqis dead. Scientists are estimating 100,000 Iraqis may have died in the war, far more than previous estimates. A survey of deaths in Iraqi households estimates as many as 100,000 more people may have died throughout the country in the 18 months since the U.S.-led invasion than would be expected based on the death rate before the war. There's no official figure for the number of Iraqis killed since the war began, but some non-governmental estimates range from 10 to 30,000. To conduct this survey, investigators visited 33 neighborhoods in Iraq spread evenly across the country in September, randomly selecting clusters of 30 households to sample. Now, even though the sample size is fairly small, this type of survey is considered accurate and acceptable by scientists. It was also used to calculate war deaths in Kosovo in the late 1990s. Candidates have to be careful about individual donations for use before the election, but if a recount occurs, apparently the sky's the limit. The Federal Election Commission keeping in place a rule that lets candidates set up separate recount funds and accept unlimited donations from individual contributors. Presidential and congressional candidates cannot, however, accept money from corporations, unions, or foreign sources. Today's informal ruling comes just before the election, of course, on Tuesday. And updates on the lawsuits, voting problems, and other election issues around the country in Florida today. Election officials still scrambling to solve the case of the 60,000 missing absentee ballots. Broward County's election supervisor ordering duplicate ballots sent to voters who haven't gotten their original absentee ballot, overnight mail to be used. The election supervisor says officials will likely resend maybe about 20,000 ballots. Complaints center around the batch of 58,000 given to the Postal Service in the second week of October. Most voters complaining to election officials they never got a ballot were part of that shipment. Election workers and Postal Service trading blame for the ballots. Palm Beach County has reported similar problems with missing absentee ballots. In Colorado, Republican poll watchers filed a complaint claiming election officials in the Democratic stronghold of Pueblo County failed to require early voters to produce identification. In Georgia, nearly 100 Hispanic voters summoned to a Georgia courthouse to defend their right to vote today. They were called to court after a complaint charged a county commissioner attempted to register non-U.S. citizens to vote. In Washington, D.C., the Justice Department sending out three times as many poll watchers on Election Day. The poll watchers will be looking for difficulties with absentee ballots and the handling of ballots cast in the wrong precinct and provisional ballots as well. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
For one army, the battle always intensifies around the holidays. Please help the Salvation Army help those in need. To donate, call 1-800-SALARMY or donate online at 1-800-SALARMY.org. We can't win the battle without you.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening when my guests and I talk about music, politics, and the world. We get to know our guests through not only their ideas, but through their favorite music. The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
This week, my guest on The Revolution Starts Now is record executive, author, and all-around lefty Danny Goldberg.
Revolution starts now.
Welcome back. 6:30 Malloy here on Air America Radio. Program that tomorrow night is our Halloween show. What makes it our Halloween show? Well, actually, kind of the music. But at some point during the second hour of the program, I do my infamous reading of The Telltale Heart. Pose, The Telltale Heart. You have to be here for that. That's tomorrow night. Now, the other monster story today, and I mean monster in the sense of something hideous and horrifying, the British medical journal The Lancet is published at its website today, and it will be in hard copy in the magazine. A study designed and conducted by researchers at Johns Hopkins University, Columbia University, the Al-Mustan Syria University in Baghdad, and the survey is about deaths in Iraq since you and I allowed the Bush crime family to invade another country without provocation. 100,000 is the death toll estimated in Iraq in the past 18 months since the people of the United States of America allowed George W. Bush to invade another country who had not attacked us and could not attack us, allowed George Bush to misuse our military to the extent that now it appears that about 1,250 Americans are dead in Afghanistan and Iraq combined, and 100,000. This would be the equivalent of about 1.5 million Americans. Let's set aside the comedy. The poor attempts at comedy, I guess. This is horrifying. Now, this is on us. This is on you, and it's on me. It's on my children. It's on my grandchildren. It's on your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. 100,000 people butchered in Iraq for nothing. Now, why is it on our kids to the fourth, fifth, sixth generation? Because in the Middle East, when something like this happens, it becomes part of I don't want to say folklore, but history. And we are the only country in the world without a history. We don't give a damn about history. We don't care about history. Other people do. The survey indicated violence accounted for most of the extra deaths seen since the invasion, and airstrikes from coalition forces caused most of the violent deaths. The study went on to say most individuals reportedly killed by coalition forces were women and children. Do you understand that? That's what George W. Bush has reduced this country to. We now butcher women and children in countries that have oil that George Bush and Dick Cheney want. And we butcher them, you and I, because you and I allow this kind of criminal activity to occur. We allow it. Now, I've said this before on this program, and I get emails from people who are very, very pissed off. But I'm going to say it again. The blood of these people is on your shoes, Truth Seeker, and it's on my hands and my shoes, too. Can't escape. Can't do it. You cannot, nor can I, escape the responsibility for this. The report was released just days before the U.S. presidential election, according to the Associated Press medical writer, and the lead researcher said he wanted it that way. Lee Roberts from Johns Hopkins said the article's timing was up to him. He said, quote, I emailed it in on September 30th under the condition that it come out before the election. My motive in doing that was not to skew the election. My motive was that if this came out during the campaign, both candidates would be forced to pledge to protect civilian lives in Iraq. I was opposed to the war, Roberts said, and I still think the war was a bad idea, but I think that our science has transcended our perspectives. As an American, I am really, really sorry to be reporting this. The type of survey that these researchers used is considered accurate and acceptable by scientists. It was used to calculate war deaths in Kosovo in the late 1990s. It goes on to say the most common cause of death before the invasion of Iraq were heart attacks, strokes, and other chronic diseases. However, after the invasion, violence was recorded as the primary cause of death and was mainly attributed to coalition forces, with about 95% of those deaths caused by bombs or fire from helicopter gunships. The chances of a violent death were 58 times higher for an Iraqi after the invasion than before the invasion. Mr. Roberts, Lee Roberts, lead researcher, Johns Hopkins, went on to say this isn't about individual soldiers doing bad things. This appears to be a problem with the approach to occupation in Iraq. And then the researchers called for further confirmation by an independent body like the International Committee of the Red Cross or the World Health Organization. The study was funded by the Center for International Emergency Disaster and Refugee Studies at Johns Hopkins University and by the Small Arms Survey in Geneva, Switzerland, a research project based at the Graduate Institute of International Studies in Geneva. It wasn't funded by the Democratic Party or the Kerry campaign. Violence, the most common cause of death since the United States invaded. Violence, 95%, that's 95,000 deaths caused by bombs or fire from helicopter gunships. Now, I have a question for you. How do you and I have not pulled a trigger, I have not lined up a bomb site, I have not jerked off a missile. How, then, am I responsible? How are you responsible? Why is it that you and I are splattered with blood and hair and the guts of children and chunks of human flesh? How are we responsible for that? Huh? Because we are. 100,000 people. This is not a fight against another army. These are insurgents that are now fighting the 100,000 people. The 100,000 people are civilians! My God! Oh my God! Civilians. The report said most individuals killed by coalition forces were women and children. Most individuals killed by coalition forces were women and children. For nothing. We have butchered women and children. We have butchered children in Iraq because of the madness of this criminal that sits in the White House and his cohort. We have murdered children. We have murdered women, civilians, old men, young men. We've bombed them. We've blown them to pieces. We attack their country. And Bush prances his psychopathic self around these stages in front of these carefully selected and photo-altered audiences talking about, we have brought freedom to Iraq. We've brought democracy. There was a reason for going there. Every single reason that this animal gave the American public as a reason for going to Iraq was a lie. Every single reason. And 100,000 Iraqi civilians, most of whom were women and children, have been murdered. 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 Unprovoked, premeditated murder by this giggling killer in the White House. And he wants 4 more years? Okay, Christians, what do you think? 100,000, and you know some of those people obviously were not Muslim, because there's a lot of Christians in Iraq, right? Huh? There's some Jews in there too, some atheists, maybe a few communists. How do you feel tonight, America? 100,000 dead people. 100,000 corpses. Is that enough, Jesus? Jesus, will you come back now, or do we need the bodies of Jews and Palestinians? Please, Jesus, come back. 100,000 dead. Is the pile big enough yet?
I don't know how you work.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826. Or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
I'm Frank Barbaro, and I'm running for Congress. My opponent, Vito Fisella, has voted with President Bush 98% of the time. From the war to the tax cut, Vito has acted as Bush's rubber stamp. The GOP controls Congress by only 11 seats. The 13th Congressional District is a battleground in our own backyard, Staten Island, Bay Ridge, and Bensonhurst. We can take back Congress. The polls show we're in a dead heat. We've run a campaign rooted in social and economic justice. Unlike Vito, I do not take money from Enron or other corporate interests. I need your help. We need to raise another $100,000 in the next week. Please help today. Go to www.barbaro4congress.com. That's www.barbaro4congress.com. Or call 718-442-4448. That's 718-442-4448. Together, we can take back America. Thank you.
Paid for by the Friends of Frank Barbaro.
Attention Vioxx users. The following is an important message from the law firm of Davis, Saperstein, and Solomon. Merck has finally taken Vioxx off the market as a result of an explosive study. Research indicates that long-term use of Vioxx carries an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, blood clots, and kidney damage. If you have taken Vioxx for a year or more, you are at increased risk of these side effects. You need a law firm with years of experience in pharmaceutical litigation protecting your legal rights now. So, if you took Vioxx for a year or longer and have suffered a heart attack, a stroke, blood clots, or kidney damage, call the law firm of Davis, Saperstein & Solomon at 1-800-LAW-2000 and find out about your legal rights. The call is free. The advice is free. Davis, Saperstein & Solomon maintains offices in New York and at 375 Cedar Lane in Teaneck, New Jersey. So call 1-800-LAW-2000 today or find us on the web at vioxlegalrights.com. We also welcome attorney referrals, so call 1-800-LAW-2000.
Mark Twain said, a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes. Lies make life difficult at work, in relationships, and in choosing a president. Never be lied to again. I can help. I'm Wendy Friesen, and I've created a video that will teach you the secrets of body language that will make you an expert at spotting a liar. Learn how to detect the eye positions that give away a lie, what a head tilt means, how blink rate detects lies, and so much more. Watch your politicians' eyes as they stare into the camera. Truth or lie? You will know. Ask your teenager where they were. Watch their body language and instantly know if they're telling the truth. I'll also teach you the technique that will make your subconscious mind amazingly intuitive about detecting lies and turn you into a human lie detector. So go to the website, spotaliar.com, and learn the 12 secrets to spotting a lie. Call me, 877-68-HAPPY, or spotaliar.com, 877-68-HAPPY.
So I got an email here from Scott in Michigan. He wants to know, this is a question for the Christian pro-lifers. How many of those 100,000 murdered Iraqi civilians were pregnant? Part two, do you care? Yeah, that's a good question for the so-called pro-lifers who are not. They are killers. They are liars, just like every single Republican supporter of George W. Bush and every single evangelical liar of Christ. They are not Christian. Oh, my God, they are not Christian. They are not. Maybe their interest would be piqued with that question because of the women and children. What does the report say? Most individuals, that means 50% plus one, most individuals at least, reportedly killed by coalition forces were women and children. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the Christian soldiers out there in the churches, I'm not talking about the ones in uniforms, God, take a breath, Malloy, please take a breath. You've got to stop the screaming. I guess one of the reasons it gets to me so badly is because, you know, I sit in this little studio, this little soundproof booth inside our little studio here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, and I look through a huge window that was built into this little sound booth. The other side of the window is the main studio, a small room, and you know, it's got broadcast equipment in it. That's where Kathy sits and produces the program. Kathy, my wife. Now, next to her is the stroller, the Graco Super Deluxe, cost $1 million stroller that we have that converts into a bed and all kinds of things. It'll even vacuum your carpets if you treat it right. And in that stroller, every night, hopefully asleep, Molly Malloy, 3 months plus a few days. So every night when we do this program, I don't look at a producer. I look at my wife and my kid. And my wife happens to be the producer. And every night during the day, when I'm going through all the sources and I'm looking at stuff from my senior correspondent, all the other people assembled, and I see these stories. Women and children blown to be. You know who sent me this story? One of my daughters in Tampa. 100,000 people blown to pieces in Iraq. And most of them were women and children. And I sit here and I look at Kathy and I look at my precious 3-month-old baby and I think to myself, how many precious Iraqi 3-month-old babies or 5-month or 7-month or a year or toddlers or 3-year-olds or first graders have been murdered by George W. Bush? How many? 10,000? The research says most of the 100,000 were women and children. This is what this country has been reduced to. And, I viscerally hate. It's not just a cute statement. I'm not being, you know, I hate these people. I viscerally hate the people who have been in positions of leadership in this country for these past almost 4 years who have done this. There was no reason for it. Iraqis didn't attack us. Saudis did. And according to the intel that was good, the training bases were in Afghanistan. Now, the fact that the Bush crime family wanted a pipeline across Afghanistan, well, that's immaterial. That doesn't matter. And the fact that Iraq was attacked, that does matter. We've become a nation of bullies and cowards. We are cowards because we allow this to continue. We did for almost 4 years. Are we going to end it November 2nd? Are we? Does this, do the people of this country, do we have the backbone? Do we have the courage to stand up to these, what does Mark Crispin Miller call them? Crypto fascists? They're not crypto anymore. They're out in the open. Do we have the courage to stand up to these people and say, damn you for what you've done? We're removing you from office. Do we have the courage to do that? Huh? Do we still have the power to do it? Do we still have the ability to do it? Now, if this election is stolen, what are we going to do? If this election is stolen, what are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. What are you going to do? You don't have to. You don't have to tell me. Don't email me. Don't call me. Don't do it. Just keep it in your head. 100,000 Iraqis in 18 months murdered by the Bush crime family using the military of the United States of America as its weapon of mass destruction. 30 times the number of people killed. Oh, Jesus, never mind. You don't do death like that, Mike. It's not relative. Said not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. Each man's death diminishes me from a part of mankind. So send not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee.
It's gonna be a priest in a tonight, we're gonna blow it all away.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka. It knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. I'm going to be on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel, together again.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
In recognition of National Dental Hygiene Month, Oral-B reminds you that when it comes to oral care, hygienists have answers. For example, a lot of people have bad breath. That you probably already knew. But most people think it's just caused by eating too many onions. Actually, lots of different things can give you bad breath, like bacteria on the tongue or even low-carb diets. Who knew? Your dental hygienist, of course. Talk to yours to learn even more about the different causes of bad breath. Dental hygienists, working to keep you healthy. A message from Oral-B.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob. and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
The Majority Report.
Speaking of childish, you know what I can't stand? And this is the stock and trade of the right-wing punditocracy. Oh, hello, chicken.
How's it?
The backhanded compliment.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
It's that childish, let me pretend I'm paying him a compliment while trying to propagandize you. That's how dumb I think you are.
Janine, that's a very good point for you.
I don't get it.
I was doing my backhanded compliment.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
We take lives when we have to protect the people. That's how I look at it.
This is a sick, degenerate individual. Anyone who can make that kind of a statement where it concerns what we have done in Iraq is a sick, degenerate individual. I am sure, because I, to a slight degree, read history, that there have been wars where people have been killed where that sort of statement might have been applicable. This is not one of them, Iraq. 100,000 Iraqis killed. And I thought it was bad, didn't you, when it was between 10 and 30,000? That was horrifying. God, were we wrong. There's an awful price to pay for this sort of thing, Truth Seeker. There's a horrifying price to pay for this. I mean, you can't beat people up and have them say, I love you. And you can't kill people and have their families show you anything but murderous contempt until the debt is paid. I guess I've said everything I have to say tonight. Pretty much. Oh, yeah. Lockheed Martin, the biggest U.S. weapons manufacturer, yesterday reported a 41% rise in profits as arms spending continues to rise around the world. What do they make? Among other things, warplanes. F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, F-A-22 Jet, C-5 Cargo Planes. How much of Lockheed's profits derive from the murder of 100,000 Iraqis? Jesus, think about it. How many Bible-believing Christians work at Lockheed Martin? How many pacifists? How many Democrats? How many people who have children of their own? How many people who have moms and dads and babies and sisters and cousins who are not being bombed tonight? How many? How can people work in a defense plant? It's not defense, it's murder. How can someone work in a murder factory? How can you attach bolts and nuts to bombs and aircraft that are going to go 6,000 miles away and kill children and women? The report says most of the 100,000 dead were women and children. Jesus, will somebody tell me how you do that and retain a moral sense? How do you do it? How do you do it? And when you get off work at Lockheed Martin, do you ever go join your church group and protest at a clinic that performs abortions? Do you? Do you do that, you hypocritical scum? Do you? But you're willing to work at Lockheed Martin or General Electric or whomever the hell it is. The United States is the largest purveyor of death and destruction in the history of the human race. It's called the weapons industry. Eisenhower called it the military-industrial complex. Cheney calls it his main profit center. The Carlyle Group, Halliburton, dear God, that's what we have become. You think the rest of the world doesn't know this? Do you think that the rest of the world, how many of the 300 school children blown into chunks in the former Soviet Republic a couple of weeks ago by Chechen insurgents were blown to pieces by weapons that came from Kaka in Iraq? I find it hard some nights to sleep. Maybe it's because, you know, I do this for 3 hours a night. You know, I used to wonder about Peter Jennings and Dan Rather, who do 22 minutes a night of headline reading. And then I used to wonder when I started work at CNN back in 1983. And we used to see raw video coming from Lebanon, from the civil war that was raging in Lebanon. And we used to see raw video coming from, that was later, the war between Iraq and Iran. And I want to tell you something. It was kind of primitive back then. They would feed this stuff from the Middle East up to the satellite, the ComSat, or whatever the hell it was. And on Saturdays and Sundays, those of us who were writing, the supervising producer would call us in into the video feed room, and we would sit there and watch raw feed of a video coming from the Middle East. And I want to tell you something. It was then that I realized, really, really realized how horrifying war and destruction can be. It was a Saturday. And six of us writers, one of the writers was Christiane Amanpour. We all worked together on the same team. There were six or seven of us, and they said, okay, we're getting this feed from Lebanon. It's from a morgue, a children's morgue in Lebanon, in Beirut, where they have taken the bodies of children who have been killed to prepare them for burial. And we went into the video feed room, and a couple of us had to get up and leave because of the waves of nausea. This is stuff that you would never see on television, but they sent it through the CNN satellite system, and there it was, holding the bodies of these little children. No disrespect intended. They had a job to do. The morgue attendants holding them up by their ankles. Little, naked, blown to pieces, Lebanese children. And the morgue workers would take a hose and hose them off to get off the mud and the blood and the urine and the excrement so that the bodies could be wrapped up and turned over to the parents and buried. And we sat there and watched that. I was one of the people who had to get up and leave. I'd never seen anything like that in my life. I'd heard about it, but there it was. Dead children. The video was horrifying. Protruding bones coming out of their little bodies. Arms or legs blown off. Head wounds so traumatic you couldn't look. And we sat there while this video came in, and the supervising producer said, if you need to get up and leave, I understand. And none of this video, not the graphic video, ever made it onto CNN's, what they used to call air product. None of it. But we watched it. Is it the same as being in a war zone? Hell no. Is it the closest that I and most, the vast majority of Americans would ever come to something? Yes. If CNN or MSNBC or Fox or ABC or CBS or any network showed anything even remotely resembling what I saw 20 years ago coming from Lebanon, I don't think we'd be at war in Iraq. We're not at war. I don't think we would have invaded and murdered, butchered 100,000 people. The report says the majority of the 100,000 were women and children. Now, how do we, the United States of America, escape the karmic responsibility of that kind of slaughter? We don't. Bush likes to say he's a leader. If he'd look behind him, he would see there's no one there. If he looked very closely, though, he would see ghosts. He would. He would see ghosts. A long parade of ghosts, little ghosts, middle-aged ghosts, dead people. There they are. Liberate Iraq. Liberate Iraq. So George Bush takes us because we didn't have the courage to remove him from office. George Bush takes us into the hell that he's created for himself, that the Bush administration has created for the United States of America and every single one of us who live here. We are now, Bush likes to talk about he's encapsulated in a bubble. We are now encapsulated inside a shroud of guilt that's going to take decades, if not centuries, to remove. Do you understand that? Do you understand how bad this is? We have gone into a Muslim country and committed mass murder. All right. We're going to take a break. You're going to come back. We'll take your phone calls for the rest of the program. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Joseph Dome's on the news tonight.
Why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make believe. Can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight.
Fahrenheit 9/11. The studios refused to release it. The Republicans tried to stop it, but America needed to see it. Tomorrow, watch the IFC special, Fahrenheit 9/11, A Movement in Time, and find out how Michael Moore's little documentary went from Hollywood outcast to cultural phenomenon and became the most talked about film of the year. IFC presents Fahrenheit 9/11, A Movement in Time, tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Independent Film Channel. IFC goes behind the scenes and gets into the controversy, featuring exclusive interviews with Michael Moore, Tim Robbins, Michael Stipe, and others. You've seen the movie, now get the inside story. See how the film no one wanted to touch became the record-breaking, highest-grossing documentary of all time. It's the last Friday before Election Day. Make it count. Watch Fahrenheit 9/11, A Movement in Time, uninterrupted and totally commercial-free. Tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on IFC, the Independent Film Channel. Don't have IFC? Go to ifctv.com and get it.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common?
Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
It's presidential endorsement season, and here's what the editors at the New Republic magazine say. You cannot make the Middle East more democratic while making it more anti-American. You can't make the U.S. more secure while using security as a partisan weapon. And you cannot demand accountable government abroad while undermining it at home. Hi, I'm Stephanie Sandberg, president and publisher of the New Republic magazine. This week's special endorsement issue describes how George Bush's contempt for empirical evidence and honest debate is producing a fiscal crisis at home, disaster in Iraq, and a more dangerous world. John Kerry, our editor, say, can do far better. I encourage you to read it today.
Subscribe today and save $10 off our best subscription price. Also, download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/AirAmerica for details or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/AirAmerica or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America and save $10 off our best subscription price.
The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
Hey, big guy, we won't tell anyone. When the pressure has you down and you need a libido booster to catch up to what the brain really desires, there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. Best part is, we won't tell a soul. Go to www.instanttabs.com and order your Instant Tabs. Soft tabs made with crushed Viagra for fast-acting, proven results. That's right, crushed Viagra in soft tab form to get libido-boosting help in 15 to 20 minutes. Instanttabs.com provides a 3 to 5 minute confidential phone consultation where you can be approved by a licensed physician and have your soft tabs, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra sent right to your home or office. For more info, go to InstantTabs.com now or call 800-640-7032. 800-640-7032. You can enjoy spontaneous, intimate moments with your partner, and she'll never know where you got your newfound stud status. Don't wait. Call now. 800-640-7032. Live life to the fullest with fast-acting Instant Tabs at InstantTabs.com or 800-640-7032. Get a boost for your libido today. 800-640-7032.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You'd love to work from home or while traveling, but everything you need is on your office PC. Here's your solution. Go to My PC. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
About 8:30 before the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Russ is calling from Minneapolis. Russ, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Great. I just wanted to comment on those KSTP reporters that reported the and had video of the explosives in El Caca.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, KSTP is owned by the Hubbard family.
Uh-huh.
They are big contributors I find this very ironic.
Mm-hmm.
They are big contributors to the Republican Party.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they have any use for George W. Bush at all, right?
No, they have a lot of use for George W. Bush.
Oh,
they back him left, you know, front, centered, and forward.
Well, you're right. It is ironic.
Okay, KSTP is Channel 5 in Minneapolis. They are an ABC affiliate.
Right.
No, not Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities.
Right.
They also own 1500 AM KSTP radio.
Uh-huh.
They broadcast Rush Limbaugh. They broadcast Sean Hannity.
Uh-huh.
Do you get the irony there?
Yeah, I do. And I also understand that they're probably Christian, which means Satan is going to be waiting for them to pinch their heads off, toss into the pits. So
they're... I do not believe the Hubbards are Christian.
What would they be?
Well, they're just out and out, just money-grubbing capitalists.
Oh, okay.
You know, they may profess to be Christian, as Bush does.
Okay, well, that's what I meant.
But they're not Christian.
Right.
Christianity has nothing to do with those people. Those people are evil. They are Satan incarnate.
Okay.
They need to be tarred and feathered and run out of town on a rail.
All right, we'll get on it. Russ?
All of them, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, all the way down to Stanley Hubbard Sr., the old man,
yeah.
And Stanley Hubbard Jr., the guy that's running that media megaplex, because he owns other stations.
All right. Russ, let me leave it there. Thank you. I appreciate it, pal. Thanks for that business on the Hubbard family. I hope they all get exactly what they deserve. David is calling from Atlanta. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, David.
Remember me? It's been
no.
A long time. You've been on the roll tonight, man. Hello?
Oh, is this the right-wing crazy guy?
Hi, Mike. That was a good joke you had on Ann Coulter calling her Buffy. It made me laugh.
Yeah, okay.
What's been going on?
All right, well, make it quick, because I don't want to talk to you too much. You are a corrupting influence.
I'm a corrupting influence. Well, let's say a corrupting influence, Mike.
You're a Bush supporter, and that means you are a corruption. So hurry up and get it said.
Well, what I want to say, Mike, is simply this. I've seen the Armstrong beheading video, and what we face today is terrorism. I wish Bush would say what it really is. Radical Islam is fighting.
Oh, no, wait a second, David. Are you talking about the terrorism that is reactive to our invading a country that was no threat, or are you talking about the terrorism perpetrated on people in Iraq by the Bush crime family? Which terrorism are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is it all started at 9/11. When Bush invaded Iraq, you see, I wish Bush would be honest about the invasion of Iraq, because you had Saddam Hussein, we had not captured Osama bin Laden, and I really do believe that if Bush would have been honest and basically said, look, this guy has access to billions of dollars, and he's going to generate weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, David, I, honest to God, I don't want to be impolite to you, but I'm going to break off the conversation. I just don't want to hear this nonsense, okay? I don't want to hear it. We are so far beyond all of that crap. You know, Bush this, Osama that, Saddam the other. I frankly don't give a damn, David, okay? I don't give a damn. The capture, the arrest, the trial, conviction, and imprisonment of Osama bin Laden was a police activity that should have occurred. It should have occurred using the resources of Interpol, police agencies, whether they're Israeli, German, American, Japanese, Pakistani, I don't care. The fact that we did what we did in Afghanistan, in Iraq, has nothing to do with the attack on this country on September 11th, 2001. Get it through your head, David. When you finally have a conversion, call me back. I don't want to talk with you. I really don't. People like you make me ill. You just do, okay? Because no matter what this snake does, no matter what this crime family does, you people find a way to rationalize it or justify it or explain it or incorporate it or understand it or embrace it or suck up to it or love it or hold it to your bosom, even when Bush literally or figuratively gives the finger to America, you people still do for him what Monica did for Clinton, and you do it every day, and I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. I want nothing to do with you or any of your kind. This is not a marketplace of ideas anymore, the United States. This is not competing interests of who's going to move America forward the best. It's not that any longer. It is survival of this republic or not. It is this republic survives or it becomes a theocracy. That's it, David. Get it through your stupid head. And don't call me again, ever, unless the time comes when you have your moment on the road to Damascus, your epiphany, and you finally realize how sick this administration is. Until then, David, hasta la vista, baby. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and Senator John Kerry continued their verbal sparring match over explosives missing from Iraq. Bush blasted Kerry for jumping to conclusions by claiming the administration was to blame for those explosives going missing. Kerry countered by saying the Bush administration jumped to conclusions about Saddam Hussein having WMD to justify the invasion of Iraq. It's believed Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat may be suffering from leukemia. Arafat's health has taken a turn for the worse, causing concern for the future of the region. He's expected to fly to Paris later today for medical treatment. A group of 9/11 victim family members, survivors, and advocates are unsatisfied with the finding of the 9/11 Commission report on the September 11th attacks. They're calling on New York State to launch its own investigation into the tragedy. Bob McElvain, who lost his son Bobby in the Twin Towers, says the 9/11 Commission failed to thoroughly investigate government officials and their knowledge about threats against the country before the attacks.
Richard Picard, who was the FBI head during the summer, said he gave Ashcroft numerous warnings about what was going to happen. Something bad was going to happen. Ashcroft gets up, and this is under subpoena, and said, no, he didn't. So who? One of them is lying. One of them should be in jail.
The group is filing a complaint with New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. U.S. intelligence officials are examining a videotape obtained by ABC News from Pakistan. The tape contained threats of a massive terror attack on America. Kelly Freeman talked with L.A. County authorities about the tape.
U.S. intelligence officials say the tape appears to be Al-Qaeda propaganda, with a man claiming to be from the United States making unspecified threats, L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca.
The whole issue of whether the threat is credible or not must be verified, and at this point we have to assume that that verification hasn't been made.
Federal authorities still have questions about the tape's origins, the speaker, and his links to Al-Qaeda. In downtown Los Angeles, I'm Kelly Freeman.
Fox News personality Bill O'Reilly and the former associate producer who accused him of sexual harassment have agreed to settle the case out of court. At the beginning of his program last night, O'Reilly emphasized that lawyers had issued a statement saying that there was no wrongdoing by anyone in the case. He thanked his viewers for giving him the benefit of the doubt and said that he will never speak of the case again. Some members of the Red Sox are now part of a Disney legend, a commercial.
Boston Red Sox, you finally reversed the curse and won the World Series. What are you going to do next?
We're going to do it!
Thousands of vacationing Red Sox fans and even some who live in the area came out to celebrate the historic win in Florida. There will be a big parade for the Sox on Saturday in Boston. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Unfiltered.
On Fridays, Unfiltered. Friday, Friday, Friday! What feminist icon is burning rubber through the battleground states? Good gravy, it's Gloria Steinem! And don't forget the party machine! Ike Riley joins us for the last party before the Great Recount Part Due! Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com!
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Can I say it now? Okay. It's about seven past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. The phone number is 866-303-2270. If you'd like to call in. Paul is calling from New Jersey. Paul, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I called you a few weeks ago about this White House number. You can leave a message for Bush.
Right.
1-202-456-1111.
Yes.
I left him a message. I'm 72, and the Social Security check is going up $20 for the cost of living adjustment.
Uh-huh.
But Medicare copayment went up $17. So I told the operator at the White House, tell the president thanks for the $3.
What did the operator or the receptionist say?
He just said, thank you for calling.
Yeah, well, I guess that's all they can do, yeah.
Then I can't get a flu shot anywhere here in Jersey.
Right.
So I called a veterans hospital. I have an appointment there in December, but I called and I said, ask them if they had any. They told me they were out, but they expected a shipment this week, but it didn't come in.
Mm-hmm.
Try again next week and keep trying until we get some. Bush is really worried about veterans. I hope they get some by spring if I'm still here.
No, I understand what you're saying, Paul. I understand what you're saying. It's... You know, I've said it so many times on this program in the last 3 months. If there is one thing that the Bush crime family hasn't screwed up, I'd like to know what it is.
I can't think of anything wrong.
I can't either. I can't. And their screw-ups are massive. They've run the country into debt. They've got us into two wars. Their incompetence has made sure that folks in this country who need flu shots, for example, can't get them, can't get health insurance, can't get jobs. It's just astonishing. Why then? Why, Paul? Please answer me, because nobody else will. Why do 46% of Americans still support this monster?
Well, they think that he's going to protect them.
That's it, huh?
He has one meeting with terrorism, and he lost 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And so apparently that along with the constant changes of colors and the new threats. Did you hear that in the news? I just heard in the news on your program where they said there might be some kind of an attack they heard in Pakistan.
I went across the hall to use the bathroom, so I didn't hear the news.
Yeah, well, it's just the constant threats that people say. Some guy wrote in the paper today here, he said, well, there hasn't been any more attacks. Well, after they hit the Trade Center in 93, there wasn't any for 8 years.
Yeah.
They can wait forever.
And will, if necessary. Paul, thank you for checking in, okay?
Okay, Mike, thank you.
All right, so you have a nice evening. Look how long they've waited since the Crusades, Paul. Look how long they waited. Remember that the Serbian-Albanian thing in Kosovo 6 years ago, 7 years ago, whenever it was. You know, that went back to the breakup of the Ottoman Empire. It went back to the establishment of the Ottoman Empire. When was that? 1800s? Revenge takes a while. It's been called the 10,000-year revenge. This country, the United States of America, we haven't even reached our adolescence when we're compared to cultures or societies that have been there for 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 years. We have no concept of time that is applicable to the rest of the planet. None. Jerky, our bureau chief at large, is checking in again. Hey, Jerky, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Mike. I was listening to the news today about the 100,000 conservative estimate of what the Lancet calls, quote-unquote, excess dead.
Yeah.
And like you, I was curious to find out what, you know, after I stopped shaking, I thought... Well, I wonder what the freepers are making of this. You know, the the right-wingers who hang out on the Free Republic discussion board, which is kind of like the satanic polar opposite of Democratic Underground.
Yeah.
And so I moseyed on over there and checked out what they were saying. And, you know, most of them didn't believe it. Most of them were saying, you know, these trailer park troglodytes second-guessing the scientific methods used by The Lancet.
Sure.
You know,
and by
know better, of course.
And by researchers at Johns Hopkins, researchers. Now, let me. Here's the kicker: the methodology they used was the same methodology that was used in Kosovo, which ultimately determined for Clinton to attack the Serbian forces that were killing people in Kosovo. And when the Freepers, I remember when the Freepers reacted to Clinton launching NATO, they had the same kind of filthy, ignoramus statements to make back then. These people are hopeless. Free Republic to me is a cesspool. It's a toilet. It's just awful.
Well, those who didn't believe it, they were the least of them, because there were others who were saying, well, we killed 100,000 Japanese in one night during World War II, so this doesn't bother me. And then other people who were saying, better to die... better to die being bombed by liberators than to live under dictators and all this.
I wonder if they would feel that. What do you think, Jerky? If you and I went to their houses right now and got their babies and took them out of the cribs and lopped their heads off or opened them up from their belly button up to their throats and tossed the corpses on the front lawn, would they feel that way?
Listen, Mike, these are people who think that every time a Muslim dies, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These they're beyond, of course they couldn't see it that way. It's beyond the ability of their brains to process such a scenario. It's you know, look at your friend there who called earlier. What's his name? Dave, hi, Mike, that guy there.
Right.
They're psychotic. They're not in their right minds. I don't know if this guy skipped his medication tonight, but these are people who were morally outraged at Bill Clinton for forcing them to teach their children about oral sex, but who were only outraged by the outrage over revelations that children were being systematically sodomized while Pentagon cameras rolled in American military prisons overseas.
Yeah.
You know, Slick Willie getting his willy slicked by a consenting adult was an abomination of biblical proportions, but Bush's military making kiddie rape porn was a-okay by them.
Yeah.
You know, these are not sane people. They're dangerous people, and there's a lot of them, and right now America is in their hands. And hopefully not 6 days from now, because... you know, it's really starting to it's been out of hand ever since, it's been out of, you know, who knows when it started getting out of hand. You know, I'm shocked that this isn't a Goldwater Johnson situation right now. And I'm not an easy to shock guy, you know. I just can't believe that there's not going to be a rout, that Bush isn't going to be kicked out on his butt.
It's hard for me to believe that the possibility exists that he won't be kicked out. It's astonishing for me to look at these polling numbers. I have to assume that the polls are crazy, that when the time comes, it's going to be 70% of Americans are going to come out of the coma. They're going to come awake. We're all going to awake from this four-year-long nightmare and throw these bastards out in the gutter where they belong.
God, I hope so. I sincerely hope so. And I'm not a praying kind, but... I think I'll be praying on Monday.
Well, Jerky, it's good to hear from you. I'm not going to ask you where you are. Good to hear from you, our Bureau Chief at Large. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll talk again, sir.
Good night.
You have a good one. Alvin is calling from Alabama. Alvin, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Mike, buddy. How you doing, fellow?
Don't start with me, Alvin.
Oh, man, this is great to talk to you, man. Chuck Jesse, hi. Hey, Man, you're a breath of fresh air.
A candle in darkness.
This guy, J. Patrick Rooney, isn't that our old friend that was going to tell all of us black people that John Kerry is a white man?
That's the same one. Hold on, Alvin. I got to do a break here. We'll come back and pick you up on the other side. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
He lies and he lies and he lies. He just lies and he lies and he lies and he lies. He can lie any time, he can lie any place. He crosses his fingers and keeps a straight face. He lies and he lies and he lies. Too many believe him, they're bleating like sheep. Accomplices now in the liar's deceit. He lies and he lies and he lies. Lies, lies.
The revolution starts in New York on October 30th when Air America Radio presents Steve Earle and the Dukes live at Webster Hall, 125 East 11th Street in Manhattan. Earle, the host of Air America's weekly Sunday night music show, will be performing songs from his new album, The Revolution Starts Now. Come see Steve and his band Saturday, October 30th at Webster Hall. You can buy tickets through TicketWeb.com by calling 866-468-7919 or at the Mercury Lounge box office. Get the revolution started.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Twenty-two past the hour. Back to Alvin, who's called in from Alabama. All right, Alvin, where were we?
Yeah, we're talking about our good old friend J. Patrick Rooney, who's letting all the black folks know that John Kerry is a white man.
That's right. That's right.
We wouldn't have known that without his help. I'm so glad he was able to help us with that information.
Right, right.
I'll keep it on the down low.
Well, you know, his wife is an African American.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's from South Africa, and she is an American. That makes her an African American.
You could be white and be an African American.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, a lot of people have a problem with that, but think about it. Don't think about it too long. That's not why you called.
Well, another thing, David. I called to actually heard about 58,000 ballots missing today.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that last, Alvin, we talked about it last night. I don't know where you were, but we talked about those 58,000 missing in Florida. Broward County, one county, think of that. One county, 58,000 absentee ballots just whew, gone.
You know, it's amazing. David made me think about something. I've been trying to share a lot of things I get from your program and from your network with a lot of other people. And unless they get the news from an independent source, mm-hmm. they're not getting one-tenth of all the things that are going on.
That's
so when
right.
I make copies of your program, I print out articles that appear on your network, and I share with these people. It's still just it's so hard to bring people along. And when I heard David, it just reminded me of why hear black people sharing the type of view that David does. Each time he speaks when he calls your program, sticks a nail into the hand of Martin Luther King.
I think so.
All these people who paid a price so that he might be able to vote, to be able to achieve, be able to go to schools of his choice and live in neighborhoods of his choice. He spits right in these people's face.
I know.
Makes me so embarrassed to hear him speak and spout out that ignorance of how he supports Bush. That's like a chicken being for Colonel Sanders.
I hear it. It's the same thing. I get the same feeling when I hear white evangelicals talking about how they believe in Christ. It just makes me sick. It just makes me sick. They're pounding another nail in his hand, just like what you just said about David. Yeah.
Yeah, he should be ashamed. I don't know how he faces his children or his wife, and he spouts out. He's running behind, like you say, he's running behind Bush, and he's doing for Bush what Martha did for Bill.
It's pretty bad. Alvin, I'm going to move on. Thanks.
Okay.
Don't be a stranger. I haven't heard from you since I got on this network.
Well, it's hard to get through to you now.
You can get in.
It's very hard. Like, I've been holding out for an hour and a half.
Well, I'm sorry. But do call in. I don't have that many black callers.
Hey, we still love you. They're probably listening, man. We all love you, man.
Yeah, you help me fill my quota.
hey, in this case, I don't feel embarrassed at all being a quota. I'll go right on there in your quota.
Alvin, I love you, brother. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. I appreciate it. He helps me fill my quota. One of these days, somebody's going to just whip my ass, Kathy. I'm just going to go just one step too far. Even though I have had several very good dark-skinned friends say, go ahead, Malloy, we give you permission to talk the way you talk. You go ahead. But, see, not everybody knows that. And one of these days, I swear to God, somebody is just going to take a poke at me. Going to say, sucker, what's this talk on your program about Negroes? Whap! I know. That's the way it goes. Kona is calling from Hawaii. Kona, welcome to the program. I got to say, aloha!
Hey, aloha, Mike. I'm going to fill your Hawaiian quota for you.
All right, do that, pal.
All right, man. Hey, it's great talking to you. I've been listening to you since I was having to download you off of White Rose.
Oh, my God.
First time I've ever called in. Hey, I want to be quick because I know you got other people, but I saw this last night. I went to get some real news and was watching The Daily Show, and they had their moment of zen on there, and they had a debate between Jesse Jackson and Jerry Falwell.
Oh, God.
And yeah, and this ties in with 100,000 nice people that are now dead.
Yes.
And Jesse was talking about, you know, that Iraq was a misadventure and put America in isolation, blah, blah, blah. And Falwell said, well, I'd rather be killing them over there than fighting them here, et cetera. And so Jesse says, let's stop the killing and choose peace. Let's choose negotiation over confrontation. And Falwell replies, well, I'm for that too, but you've got to kill the terrorists before the killing stops. And I'm for the president to chase them all over the world. If it takes 10 years, blow them all away in the name of the Lord. To which Jackson replies, that does not sound biblical to me, and that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, especially when you consider that I don't think any of the children we have butchered and murdered in Iraq were terrorists.
No, but, you know, nits make lice to these people.
That's true.
So, you know, that's where they're coming from. And this kind of enabling by, you know, religious figures is what allows this to go on, people like Falwell. And I do want to thank you because the other night you mentioned Sojourners. And
yeah.
I turned to their website, and actually Dan Rather is interviewing Jim Wallace tonight, who's the
oh, really? Yeah, he's I guess he's the founder of that site.
Yeah, he is, and he's not a maniac, actually.
No, he's not. There are some Christ believing Christians. They just don't get any press. Hey, thanks, Kona.
Thank you, Mike. Keep up the great work.
All right,
much aloha to you, brother.
Thank you. You take care.
Yes, you know you got to get right with God. Cause I want it right with God. Yes, you know.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
I make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on, and oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
3, 2, 1.
On Election Eve, we're sending the Idiot King back to Crawford. The funniest political comics in New York will be at the Triad Theater the night before Election Day at 9 o'clock with the Bush's Last Night Comedy Show. Join writers and comics from SNL, Tough Crowd, VH1, and Air America at the Triad Theater, 158 West 72nd Street between Broadway and Columbus. Get tickets at theatermania.com or call 212-352-3101. Monday, November 1st at the Triad Theater, it's Bush's Last Night.
Randy Rhoads.
I have never heard somebody asking for a position of leadership say such swell. I can't believe this guy. Nuclear annihilation is what they're campaigning on. Elect us or you get nuked. Your whole city's going to be annihilated. Let me get this straight. Frightening American citizens into thinking that terrorists are going to blow us off the face of the earth if Kerry is elected is normal. Normal campaigning. But calling someone a lesbian who actually is a lesbian is way over the top. What?
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike. Brian is calling from New Jersey. Brian, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Great songs, great topics, great show. Thanks for
having
me on.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
What really worries me, concerns me, upsets me, scares me, is that David and these other Bush supporters are so captured by fear that they believe this weapons of mass destruction campaign. And I try to tell them, you know, imagine you go into a bar, or imagine you're playing mini golf, or you're watching TV, and all of a sudden the bomb drops out of the sky, and you lose an arm, or you lose an eye, or you lose both, and your mom dies, and your sister dies, and we find out that it's Canada trying to liberate us from Bush, or something. But I don't think they can picture this, because when you watch CNN America, and then you watch CNN abroad, it's completely different. You see, just the worst pictures you could ever imagine on CNN abroad, and it's very just blasé on America, CNN, and Bush has signed this law that we can't show American coffins. And I work in a video game store, and I don't know if you know about Grand Theft Auto or not. It's a video game where you go around and commit like massive amounts of terrorism with AK-47.
No, I don't know that. I don't know any video games. I'll take your word for it, though.
Grand Theft Auto is the worst video game you could ever imagine. You go around with rocket launchers, with AK-47s, with bombs, with grenades, with a knife where you stab people, and you commit mass murder, and you create a crime syndicate. And I'm selling this game to 8-year-olds, and their parents are saying, oh, okay, this is fine. We let them watch TV at night where they can watch, I don't know how many murders, these fictional murders, and yet we can't show them these pictures of war where we killed 100,000 people.
I know.
The real reason I was calling, and then you said all this on the phone and I started freaking out, was I think that they're trying to steal our election through a fear campaign.
Yeah.
There is, FEMA has a mock terror drill on November 2nd. There was a mock terror drill on September 11th, and now I don't want to sound radical or anything, but this is just, you know.
There was an exercise that was going on how to handle an attack on the country? That's what I've read. I don't have any reason to doubt it. Who knows? Who knows?
100%.
Yeah.
There, 300-plus cities have already repealed the Patriot Act. I believe that this is our number one duty. No matter who is elected, whether it's Bush, God forbid, or John Kerry, please, God, we need to repeal the Patriot Act. 300-plus cities have done it so far. This needs to be everybody's main purpose. Go to your council and say, get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's what I called to say, basically, tonight. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Brian, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you. Appreciate
your call. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yeah,
hey, Jerry. Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Yeah, how are you? Yeah, it's just incredible what I've been hearing. And what I called up on is that with respect to, I mean, that whole thing with all those people, 95,000 people being killed in Iraq is bad enough, but I'm not going to comment on that tonight because I'll stick with what I called up about, the missing explosives in Iraq. And Giuliani having the nerve to blame our troops instead of blaming Bush for this. I mean, I find this just so incredible and unforgivable that this racially insensitive Giuliani, this adulterous Giuliani, this civil rights depriving Giuliani, the same Giuliani is blaming our troops just simply in order to cover Bush's ass. And normally I can expect somebody to try to cover their own butt, but here in this case we have somebody trying to cover somebody else's butt. Maybe Giuliani wants a job. If, God forbid, there was a second Bush administration, maybe he wants some kind of job in that second Bush administration. I don't know, but even on the security issue, I find it just incredibly ironic that Bush is trying to use the politics of fear, as your previous caller was talking about. And that's what this is, a whole politics of fear campaign, and Bush is trying to scare people into voting for him by falsely telling people he'll make Americans safer and more secure than John Kerry, when Bush cannot even secure 380 tons of explosives in Iraq under his command as commander-in-chief. And I just think the more people have to stop being afraid to vote for John Kerry and have to face the reality that not only can John Kerry keep us more safe and secure, but he's better on all these social domestic issues as well. He'll help protect our civil rights and civil liberties, and he'll also protect our environment, protect a woman's right to choose, and help get assault weapons off the street and help fix our economic and health care problems. And we'll actually be able to go back to believing in science again and having stem cell research.
Jerry, everything you said, I totally, totally agree. Yeah. And America should agree with what you're saying, because if America doesn't agree with what you're saying, and as you say, God forbid, this guy should get back in for another 4 years, our America is gone.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, I just find it so incredible. I mean, I was telling you, screen. I saw a program in New Jersey, Caucus, New Jersey, over this weekend on public TV, and these people, they assembled this audience, and they had people in it that were actually so afraid that there's going to be another terrorist attack, and actually stupid enough though to think that Bush is going to keep us more secure when he looked like a deer looking into the headlights of a car. That's how he looked on September 11th when he was in that classroom in Florida for about 7 minutes or having a book read to him, My Pet Go.
He's incapable of leadership. He's incapable of succeeding. He is a schoolyard punk-ass bully, and all schoolyard punk-ass bullies are absolute cowards at heart. We all know that. We remember it from fourth grade. Jerry, I got to move on. Thank you, sir.
I thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Thanks for checking in. Good call. What can I say? I agree. You're damn right I agree. Another Jerry from New Jersey. This is bizarre. Where's the moon? What's the phase of the moon? And two Jerrys from New Jersey. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine,
Mike,
sir.
You should hang around this weekend. We need you around to beat the drum all the way till Tuesday.
Yeah, I hear that.
Mike, how many more denials and lies and scandals have to be exposed before Bush's co-followers snap out of it and look at
it. Yeah, no, that's what I don't understand. Yeah, what does it take? What does it take?
Stand him in the face.
I mean, do they have to catch him with a freshly aborted fetus in order for them to...
Yeah, I think they have to catch him on videotape and a signed confession selling nukes to Russia or something.
I don't think that would work. I don't think that would work.
I don't think so either. I mean, what...
To these people, you know what? To the Bush supporters, the really hardcore, here's what it'd take. Either the video you're talking about where he's performing an abortion and then slamming the fetus up against a wall, or another video where he gets Mary Cheney out of a crowd and, tries to have sex with her. I have no idea what it would take, but it would have to be something that extreme.
Yeah,
if mass murder doesn't turn these followers, these cult mouth breathers off, what will?
Yeah, I know. They love this man. This man is wicked, and they love him so much that they're willing to let this country, fall down to the worst shape in decades. Whatever happened to the love of country? I remember growing up, they said love of country, country first. Nothing this man has done has proven to be favorable to America. He's done nothing to improve our status on any front. In the war, at home, nothing. And he goes around telling people everything is rosy. And if it was rosy, we wouldn't be in this continuous turmoil. We're riddled in scandal and isolated from the rest of the world. What do we need? What has to be done? What do we have to show these people, Mike?
Jerry, I wish I had an answer.
They follow him blindly, Mike, and this is dangerous. America is dangerous right now. If this man gets elected, I'm afraid it's going to happen. We're in deep danger. Nobody seems to. I mean, we luckily we have people like you, Mike. I don't know where we'll be without people like you. But people that follow him do not love America.
There's no difference from what I say and what you say, Jerry, except I get to say it on the radio. So
we're lucky to have you, Mike. Really.
Everybody who tunes this program or makes it through on the phone calls are saying the exact same thing.
The mainstream media, they'll attack you and make lies about you, tell lies about you. But you know what? They'll never prove you wrong. They'll turn your mic off before. They come up and prove you to be a liar. Everything you state facts, they'll call you a liar, but they'll shut your mic off because they don't want to hear the truth.
Isn't that the truth? Jerry, thanks for checking in, pal.
Mike,
all right, sir. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Appreciate your input. Mark is calling from Dallas, Texas. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good, Mark. How about you?
Oh, well, I'm still unemployed, but that's not what I called.
Jeez, what's it been now? 2 years?
53 months.
53 months?
That's right, 53 months.
4 years?
4 years and change.
But you're an educated man. You're a professional.
Two college degrees, doesn't matter.
Jesus. Obviously you might.
Well, I'm glad you got new employment.
Yeah, thanks. I couldn't go 53 more minutes without, but obviously you took care of
your
family.
Yeah, but I don't have a new baby daughter, though, so that makes a difference.
That's true. We found out we were going to be unemployed about 2 weeks after we found out we were pregnant. How about that?
I hear you.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not why you called.
That's not why I called. The reason I called is that I'm working as an election clerk in Dallas County.
Can I get you to hold?
Sure.
I got to hear the rest of this, Mark. An election clerk in Dallas County. Oh, my God. Hold on. We'll come back to Mark in a second. Quick break, and then we're back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Then they expect you to pick a career when you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to score.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit score.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
We are redefining war on our terms.
And apparently our, I think Bush is using the imperial collective pronoun there. He means his terms or his administration's terms, and they define war as the open slaughter of women and children. Back to Mark in Dallas, who is working as a poll clerk. All right, let her rip, Mark.
So I'm working the early vote for the last 2 weeks. The last day is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I have personally witnessed the ESNS touchscreens that we're using make four errors. And what happens is a voter comes in and taps, let's say, all Democratic and for straight party. And they get to the last page, and one Republican mysteriously shows up. Now, that's not so much an issue with, of course, the presidential campaign, because in Texas we all know that Bush is going to win.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of tight down-ballot races, including the most expensive congressional race in the whole country, in the CD32 between Martin Frost and Pete Sessions, the Republican.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that probably one of the campaigns is going to sue over the errors that we're seeing. We've already impounded machines that appear to be malfunctioning, and nobody knows whether they've been programmed to select one out of 100 straight party Democratic tickets. Randomly picks up a Republican when they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the errors can be caught at the end by the voter, but if you have an unsuspecting voter who thinks they voted straight party, they get the last review page and don't check it carefully. Well, a Republican vote could be registered when it really wasn't.
That's right. This is such an outrage. I cannot believe this. Again, I look to our friends to the north, the Canadians, who still, they don't use punch cards. They use a paper ballot, and they take something, a pen, a pencil, a pin to prick their finger and use blood, whatever, and they mark an X or a check by the candidate, and then it's all turned in. I realize that Canada only has less than 30 million people, but all the ballots are turned in, and you know what they do? They sit there and count them.
Mm-hmm.
Count them.
You'll love this. In preparation to talk to you, I pulled up the webpage for ESNS. They're located in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
You'll love the address for the headquarters.
Uh-oh.
11208 John Galt Boulevard.
John Galt.
Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Ayn Rand.
Yeah, all I could think of was, what was the other guy? Robert Rourke.
Right. But that's who all the neocons identify as, with John Galt.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God.
A little bit too coincidental, I think, don't you?
I think so. All right, Mark, stay in touch, pal.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. 53 months unemployed. That guy is very talented. I don't quite get it. But credit where credit's due for the program tonight. It was engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City. Linda Blake answered your calls in the city. Chris in Minnesota. Our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, Elgin, Illinois, who operates WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is executive producer. And again, all those people except Linda and Colin and Jason and Kathy work for free. Halloween program tomorrow night, which means the bumper music will be... You got a little taste of the bumper music? Can you just, you can't, you, really? Not even a tease, huh? Damn. All right. Well, the reason I said that is because, we just do a regular show. It's just the music, except for one glaring change, and that is the famous Mike Mallory reading of Poe's The Telltale Heart. The entire thing. True nervous. Very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. Oh, well, never mind. You'll hear it tomorrow. Mary is calling from Orangevale, California. Mary, welcome to the program, and I'm sorry to do this to you. I only have a couple of minutes here, but let her rip.
Okay, Mike. Hi. I just wanted to say that we're really, really shocked by the fact that Jim Baker from our administration is defending Saudi Arabia against the 9/11 victims and their families.
That?
And it's not being said much in the news, of course.
Of course.
But it's very, it's terrible. I think it's just horrible that he's somebody from our government is defending Saudi Arabia, and they sure got that plane load of Saudis out here, out of our country very quickly, which was very suspicious, seeing as 9/11 had just barely occurred. Somebody very high up in the government had to have known that the Saudi government was tied to this somehow.
Gee, I wonder who that could have been.
Yes.
Yeah. What guy who's has a family that's been doing business with the Saudis for about 40 or 50 years? I wonder who that could be. Oh, never mind. It's not important.
Yes, a video like Bush Family Fortunes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. And congratulations on your little daughter. She sounds adorable.
Oh, she is. Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. You know,
you have a great show. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Okay, take care.
Thank you. The other thing about James Baker, he's representing both sides of the fence. I don't want to get into this. It's too detailed, even for my pumpkin head, and we have no time left. But he is representing the Kuwaiti government to try to get... he's representing Carlyle Group. No, he's representing Kuwaiti. No, he's representing Iraq. Has to do with reparations that Iraq is supposed to get. No, wait a second. Never mind. See what I mean? James Baker of Baker Botts is another one of these criminals of the highest order, and it doesn't make any difference where the money comes from. It doesn't make any difference how blood-soaked it is. Oh, James Baker would just have some lesser human being wring out the blood, rinse the money out, dry it, iron it, and put it in his bank account. I wish C-SPAN would come video this program for one of their talk show segments. Boy, they'd been for a treat, wouldn't they? Watch Kathy juggle the equipment and breastfeed. And when Molly goes bonkers, and we have to take turns walking and jiggling her during the breaks, it would be must-see TV indeed. Hey, thanks for participating tonight on whatever level you did. I appreciate it very much. Do take care. Watch your back. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and Senator John Kerry continued their verbal sparring match over explosives missing from Iraq. Bush blasted Kerry for jumping to conclusions by claiming the administration was to blame for those explosives going missing. Kerry countered by saying the Bush administration jumped to conclusions about Saddam Hussein having WMD to justify the invasion of Iraq. It's believed Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat may be suffering from leukemia. Arafat's health has taken a turn for the worse, causing concern for the future of the region. He's expected to fly to Paris later today for medical treatment. A group of 9/11 victim family members, survivors, and advocates are unsatisfied with the finding of the 9/11 Commission report on the September 11th attacks. They're calling on New York State to launch its own investigation into the tragedy. Bob McElvain, who lost his son Bobby in the Twin Towers, says the 9/11 Commission failed to thoroughly investigate government officials and their knowledge about threats against the country before the attacks.
Richard Picard, who was the FBI head during the summer, said he gave Ashcroft numerous warnings about what was going to happen. Something bad was going to happen. Ashcroft gets up, and this is under subpoena, and said, no, he didn't. So who? One of them is lying. One of them should be in jail.
The group is filing a complaint with New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. U.S. intelligence officials are examining a videotape obtained by ABC News from Pakistan.